असत्यम अप्रतिष्ठन्ति जगदाहु अनिश्चरम अपरस्पर संभूतम किमन्नत कामहैतुकम्। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग इन द लास्ट फ्यू डेज अबाउट द असुरस डिमांड्स। So the beginning is na sochang na pichachara na satang te subiddhati. Asuras, they are asuchi, unclean. That is their misfortune, that they cannot understand what is the right way, what is the wrong way. So, suci, cleanliness, is the first qualification of the daiva prakriti or devatas. There are two classes of man. One class is devata and the other class is asura. The asura class, they will have to suffer. They cannot get liberation from the material bondage. Mura janmani janmani mama prapaiva. Unless we achieve the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our sufferings in the material world will continue. It will not stop. We are trying to stop all kinds of suffering by adjustment of this material world. That is not possible. That is stated in the Shastra, Durasaya jiva hiratva manina. Durasaya. Hopeless. Big, big asuras like Ravana, he also wanted to be happy himself and others by material adjustment. He proposed that there is no need of acting piously to go to the heavenly planet. I shall construct a staircase so anyone can go. Ravaner Sargeshwari. So that was failure. Just like we are now trying, the modern scientists, they are trying to go to the moon planet. It is failure. They will never be able to go there. I have discussed this point. We are conditioned. We cannot leave one place to another without being proficient or without being eligible. Just like even in this planet, you cannot go to the other country. Suppose from India, if we want to go to America, it requires arrangement. Not that all of a sudden you can go to America. All the Americans come here. There is international arrangement, visa, passport, immigration, so many things. There are so many obstacles are there, even in this planet. And what to speak of going to other planet? It is not possible. You must be efficient. Then you can go. That we get information from the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vrata divan pisrin janti pisri vrata bhutejya janti bhutani madhyajino pi janti ma. So in this life, you have to prepare yourself. Then you can go to the higher planetary system. Uddham gacchanti sattva madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganna gunavrittisya adho gacchanti tamasa. You can go, sarvaga. Every living entity can go wherever he likes. But he must fulfill the condition, because we are in the conditional state. The material world means we are conditioned. So in order to be eligible to go to the higher planetary system, like moon planet and others, we must be efficient to prepare ourselves. That preparation means the more you become situated in the sattva-guna, saucam, sattam saucam, the brahmical qualification, arjavam, astikam, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma karma sabhavas. Unless you acquire the qualities of sattva-guna, you cannot go even in the higher planetary system. What to speak of going beyond the universe? Beyond the universe, beyond this, there are Vaikuntha Loka, there is the Brahma Loka, Brahma Jyoti, and then topmost is the Goloka Vrindavan. But you can go there. Krishna says, Madhyajino pi janti ma. If you prepare in this life, then you can go there. There is no impediment. Simply, you have to be purified. This bhakti marga is the process of purification. Sarvapathi vinin muktam, tatparatena nirmalam, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhaktiruchyate. If we want to go to Vaikuntha planet or Goloka Vrindavan planet beyond this material sky, that is, there is another sky, Parastasmattu Bhava Anya Bhaktya Bhaktya Sanatana. These informations are there in the Bhagavad Gita. There is another sky, which is called Parabhom, that is spiritual sky. The spiritual sky is eternal. When everything is annihilated within this material sky, that remains eternally. That is called Sanatana Dham. So, Sanatana Jiva is Sanatana. Mamai Vangsa Jiva Loke is Sanatana. It is stated there. So Jiva is Sanatana. Nahanna Dehannamani Sarire. And Krishna is also Sanatana. In the 11th chapter, Krishna is addressed Sanatanam. And here, there is another sky which is called Sanatana, Bhakta Abhaktya Sanatana. So this Sanatana Dham and Sanatana Association, Krishna is Sanatana, living entity is Sanatana, and there is a Sanatana Dham. The cultivation of knowledge, how one can go back to that Sanatana Dham and associate with the Supreme Sanatana and remain yourself Sanatana, that is called Sanatana Dharma. So, we have to cultivate that Sanatana Dharma, means we have to purify ourselves from the material qualification or material designation. Here we have got material designation am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Brahman, I am this and that. So one has to become free. That is purification. When we understand that as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced himself, that I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Sudra, I am not a Sannyasi, I am not a Brahmachari, but I am servant of the servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhattu Padakamalevu, Dasa Dasa Dasan Dasa. If we come to this understanding, that is our purification. Just like in our this Krishna consciousness movement, we have got people from all different countries, all different religious system, caste, creed, color, but they have forgotten their material designation. If these American boys or English boys would have thought that they are Englishmen, then they could not mix with us, Indian, in such humble way, because they have their prestigious position. Actually, materially they are advanced and opulent. Why they should come with me, an Indian, poor Indian? No, because they have forgotten. Their designation they have forgotten. Similarly, we have to forget this material designation due to this body. This is bodily conception of life. And nowadays it is going on very strong. Nation, we do not have any such conception in the Shastra, national idea. The division is Deva and Asura. It doesn't matter where you are born. Even in India, suppose you are born in a Brahmana family, it does not mean that you cannot become an Asura. And even if you, in Europe and America, if you are born in the Mlecha Javan family, it does not mean that you cannot become a Brahmana. No. Krishna says openly, Manghi Pātha Vipāsritya Jepishu Pāpajoni. Pāpajoni, low-born. Pāpajoni, they are mentioned in the Śāstras. Kirāta hūnāndha pulinda pukkasā bhīra sambhājavanā kasādaya. They are considered as chandāla, less than the śūdras. Kirāta means Africans. The black, in our country also there are Santals, very black, they live in the forest. Every country, aborigines, they are called Kirata. So, Huns, there are Huns on the northern side of Germany, Andhra, Kirata Hun, Andhra, Purinda, Pukkasa. Abhira, Sumbha, Javana, Kasada, many. But Sukadeva Goswami says that they can be purified. Suddhanti, Prabhavishnava, if they become Vaishnava. Prabhavishnava, if one becomes Vaishnava, then he is transcendental to this material designation. So this Krishna consciousness movement is an endeavor to make everyone a pure Vaishnava. Sarvapadi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmala. Then he will be nirmala. In that nirmala stage, when he engages himself in the service of the Lord, that is called bhakti. Bhakti is not the activities of this material world. Bhakti is the activity, Sagunana samatitta etana brahma bhuyayakal. To become identified with Brahma, that is not sufficient. Aham brahmasmi, brahma bhuta prasannatma, that is not sufficient. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati. When you become free from this material designation, brahma bhuta stage, aham brahmasmi, that is a stage, neutral state, na sochati na kankhati. When you become free from the material anxieties, material life means sochati kankhati. Always people want something, and whatever he has got, he has lost, he laments for something. This is our material life. But when you come to the Brahma platform, na sochati na, this is the first qualification. No more lamentation, no more hankering. Sama sarvesu bhuteshu, pandita samadarshina. Then sarvesu bhuteshu, every living entity, he knows that every living entity is the son of Krishna. Ahanga bija purapita, Krishna says. So why shall I distinguish between this person to that person? Everyone is Vaishnava. That is Mahabhagava. Mahabhagava does not see any distinction. He sees everyone, pandita sama, vidya vinaya sampanni, brahmani, gavi hastini, suni cheta sapate, pandita sama. When one has attained this state, then he can execute devotional service. Mad bhakti lavate param. So, to become a bhakta is the highest position, highest perfection of life. Beyond this material existence, that is possible. Krishna says, Manghi partha vyapasitya jivishu papajana. Siya suddha tatha vaishya sipi janti parangati. Everyone is eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. So, this moment is to execute this Krishna's mission. He wants it. Why he says, Manghi partha vyapasitya jivishu papajana. Papajana means suffering. Here in this material world, either you are papajani or uchajani, there is suffering. So, Krishna says, kintuna brahmana punya bhakta rajustha. Even if papajani, they can be relieved. What to speak of those who are born in good family, brahmana, punya, rajasaya, brahman, kshatri. Of course, in this age, it is very difficult to find out the qualified brahmana, kshatriya, kalo sudra sambhava, kaliju. Everyone is almost sudra. And still, siya sudra tatha vaishya, sivyanti paranga. They can be elevated. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is paropakar, because within this material world, with material designation and material environment, they are all suffering. Krishna is more unhappy for our suffering, because we are his sons. Suppose your son is suffering, you will suffer also, not that the son is suffering. Similarly, because we have come to this conditional state of life, bhutta bhutta praliyate, once we take birth and again we die. This is not very good proposal. But these rascals, they do not know how nature is working. Tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatana mayati. We are leaving one body and accepting another body. This is a great botheration. But the rascal, so-called scientists, politicians, they do not know this. I therefore say rascals. They are very much proud of their learning, advancement of science, but they cannot understand the simple truth spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumara yuvanam jara tatha dehantara prapti. There is dehantara prapti. Dhirastatva namayati. People are surprised. They do not believe that they are. But dhirastatva namayati. Those who are dhira, sober, intelligent, they understand. Yes, there is dehantara. The example is given. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumara yuvanam jara. That's like we are changing body. Kaumara yuvanam jara. Similarly, the old body, old order changes to a new. Again we get another body. And this is very, very a great botheration of life. They do not understand. But it can be stopped. Tatta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti, māmeti. It can be stopped. How? Simply by understanding Krishna. Janma karmam cha me dibvam jo janati tatva. You simply try to understand Krishna, and Krishna is explaining himself. Where is the difficulty to understand Krishna? You haven't got to speculate, you haven't got to manufacture ideas, what kind of Krishna is. He is present, Dibhuj Muralidhar, Krishna. Krishna, when he was present in the, upon this earth, everyone has seen Krishna has his temple, thousands and millions of temples. Krishna, you can see his picture, the description is there. Venum kannant in the Vedic literature. Venum kannantam aravindadarayataksam varahavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandatpakotikamaniya viseshasobham govindamadipulsam tamangvaja. Why? What is the difficulty to understand Krishna? And simply if you understand Krishna, janma karmam cha me dibbam, they are not ordinary activities, janma karma cha me dibbam, transcendent. If we simply understand Krishna, then we can save from this botheration of repetition of birth and death. Takta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti. He does not accept anymore this material body. Then where does he go? Māmeti, he comes to me, back to God. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to introduce this movement in the human society. It is not meant for any particular class of men, a particular country or particular religious system. No, it is meant for everyone. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that it is the duty of the Indians. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hoilo ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paropaka. First of all, make yourself perfect. You can make yourself perfect. Because in the Bharatvarsha, there are this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature. Just study them. Therefore, we are publishing so many books on the basis of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and people are appreciating very much all over the world. So, it is the duty of every Indian to make his life perfect by understanding Bhagavad Gita at least, and spread the message. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upari. Every one of you can become a guru. He says that. Amar agnay guru haiya taroyi des. Wherever you are, you can deliver the person, a surrounding person in your neighborhood. How can I become guru? I have no qualification. No, There is no need of qualification. Simply repeat, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Very simple thing. Anyone you meet, my dear friend, just hear little, what is that? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You kindly think of Krishna, just offer your obeisance to Krishna, just become a bhakta and chant his holy name. Your Guru-giri is finished. It is not very difficult task. Anyone can do this. And then everyone will benefit. That is Krishna Consciousness Movement. Thank you very much.